This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked world leaders for their wishes on India's 76th Republic Day yesterday. Responding to a social media post of the French president on the X platform, Mr. Modi said that Mr. Macron's presence last year on the 75th Republic Day was indeed a high point in both nations' strategic partnership and enduring friendship. In response to a social media post of Ireland Prime Minister Michael Martin, Mr. Modi said that he is confident that the enduring bonds of friendship between India and Ireland, based on the shared trust and belief in democracy, will continue to strengthen in times to come. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the annual National Cadet Corps NCC PM Rally at the Kariyappa Parade Ground in New Delhi today. The theme for this year's NCC PM Rally will be Yuva Shakti, Viksit Bharat. During the event, a cultural program by more than 800 cadets will be performed, showcasing commitment of NCC towards nation-building. Further, the rally will also witness participation by 144 young cadets from 18 friendly foreign countries. Besides, more than 650 volunteers from Mera Yuva Bharat, Ministries of Education and Travel Affairs from across the nation will also attend the rally as special guests. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will visit Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh today to participate in the Mahakumbh. Mr. Shah will also take a holy dip in the sacred waters of the Triveni Sangam, the confluence of the rivers Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati. The Home Minister is expected to meet several saints, including Shankaracharya Puri and Shankaracharya Dwarka. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal will be on a two-day visit to Muscat in Oman for the 11th Joint Commission meeting from today. During the visit, Mr. Goyal will hold talks with Commerce, Industry and Investment Promotion Minister Oman Qais bin Mohammed bin Musa Al Yusuf. Both the ministers will hold wide-ranging discussions on trade, investment and the global economic situation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will be on a three-day visit to the UAE starting from today. During the visit, Dr. Jayashankar will meet the leadership of the UAE to review the close partnership between the two countries and explore avenues to further enhance the bilateral relationship. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said that the visit will provide an opportunity to advance the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries and add new momentum to the relationship. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri arrived in Beijing yesterday on a two-day visit to China. The Ministry of External Affairs said that Foreign Secretary Misri will participate in a meeting of the Foreign Secretary Vice Minister mechanism between India and China. In Uttarakhand, the Uniform Civil Code UCC will be implemented today with the inauguration of the rules and UCC portal. Once the law is effective, Uttarakhand will become the first state in independent India with a Uniform Civil Code in place. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami said that all necessary preparations for implementing the UCC have been completed. He also reiterated that the UCC will bring uniformity in society and ensure equal rights and duties for all citizens. The Chief Minister further mentioned that the aim of the Uniform Civil Code is to bring uniformity in all personal civil matters that discriminate based on caste, religion, region or gender. Jharkhand police has again achieved success in curbing cybercrime by arresting six cybercriminals from Jamtara district of Jharkhand. In a vigorous action taken by the Superintendent of Police, Ehtisham Waqarib of Jamtara district, six cyber criminals involved in cyber crime have been arrested. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions over Himachal Pradesh, Rajasthan and Punjab today. It also said that dense fog conditions are expected during the night and early morning hours over Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Odisha, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura during the next 2 days. In the Men's Hockey India League HIL, Shrachi Rad Bengal Tigers will take on Delhi SG Pipers in Rourkela, Odisha this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 6 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.